Sheila, it's so lovely to meet you here in the People's Park. Tell me why you're all here.
Lovely. We're actually participating in the culture and diversity. So it's our pleasure to introduce our community to the whole Waterford and the nearby cities and municipalities. Yeah, we're all from Philippines, and some of our kids were already born here, and a lot of us are already naturalized. Some of them just came last year and this year too. So, and it's a mixed race. It's not just Filipino-Irish. It can be Filipino, British, Filipino, German, and you know, it's multi.
And the outfits, I had seen you in the St. Patrick's Day Parade this year. Absolutely stunning spectacle of colour. Those gorgeous outfits are here today. Where did they all come from?
Okay, so we actually purchased them from home. Yeah, so what we did is everyone who's coming here or we go home, we purchase some of them. And then because of our culture, we normally share. We call them bayanihan, you know, you help each other. So if we have like activities like this, everyone is putting in something. It's either from dresses or your talent as choreographer, like Jerry is a choreographer and she's so talented that she brings all the teams together, you know, for this activity.
I can't imagine what it would be like to leave Ireland and make another country my home. I think it's so brave. I think you have to really want to do it. How did you do it?
Oh, you need to sacrifice. You need to sacrifice to give a better future for your children. And that's my experience. I came here in 2002 on my own. I don't know anyone. And I have three girls, but my two girls that I have were only 5 and 6 when I came here. So I was stuck here for 11 months. And every time I get into sadness and longingness, I always, you know, have this in my mind that it's not for my future. It's for my children's future. That time also, there was an influx of us. There was in Southeast, there was 14 nurses who came here for the whole Southeast area. And our colleagues became our family. And our friends also were our family. From that years until now, we're expanding. And there's a lot of Filipino community now, especially here in Waterford.
And you've definitely made it your home because there's such a growing Filipino population here in Waterford. You're introducing culture, outfits, language, skills, food, absolutely everything. You must be very proud.
Very proud, very proud. And at present, I'm the chairman of the Waterford Filipino Irish community. So, and I also have my 16 years old daughter here, and I want to introduce them. We want to introduce them to our culture. At the same time, also, we want to be a diverse community, and we want also to belong to the whole community of Waterford. And I'm so thankful that Irish are lovely people and very welcoming.
Sheila, thank you so much. Have a gorgeous day.
Thank you. Thank you so much too for having me.
Natalia, you are here from Ukraine.
Yes, we will be singing with our group. It's Ukrainian Emerald Group, and we're here just to join this wonderful event.
And you're surrounded by so many beautiful ladies here. The outfits, the style, everything is unbelievable. Were you all friends or did you meet here?
Well, some of us living here for a little while, like Alana, she's here for the last over 20 years. Myself here nearly 10 years, and the rest of the girls, they arrived recently when the war started. Unfortunately, they had to flee, and most of them we met later. Ireland is a beautiful country, and Waterford is the best city in Europe anyway.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
My name is Elena.
Gorgeous name. How long are you living here in Ireland?
I'm living in Ireland for 22 years.
What brought you to Ireland, do you mind me asking?
First it was work, yeah. Very interesting events, we are singing, we have a group of singers. Some of the girls, they just fled the war and they just joined the group. Some of the girls, professional singers. So we just have fun, we try to make other people happy, just bring joy and happiness and create events, take part in events like today's beautiful international event. We can say international because many nationalities here present.
And you say that you want to make other people happy, to cheer people up. It can't be an easy thing to do always when you know that Ukraine is under so much struggle, under so much strife. How do you keep bringing that positivity?
Because we believe if we will be believing in first place, then other people will believe as well. We bring this belief around, you know. We hope and we believe that our nation is very strong, very brave, and we try to prove it in our example. Like, when we will be brave and strong and bring this mood, this attitude around, people will believe.
So I'm from Zimbabwe. Black Man Gentleman 2.0 is my stage name, aka Njabulo.
And you were performing for us right here on the stage in the People's Park as part of One Waterford, One World. Tell me what led to that. How did this come about for you?
Look, I live here in Waterford, so obviously you want to be part of the community, you know, because this is home for me now, you know. People here have been good, they welcomed me, so I'm just obviously trying to make myself feel at home, you know, whatever that's happening in the community, you know, be part of it. And I'm a musician, so I'm trying to, you know, get my music out there, be heard, you know. So yeah, that was the thing.
And what's it been like trying to get your music out there? Have people been receptive to that? Has it been fun performing at venues like this?
Honestly, this will be my first time performing out of my country. The reception was good. I didn't like expect it was gonna be like this, you know, because taking to consider that I sing in Zulu, and you know there will be a language barrier. But anyway, music is universal, so yeah, I realized that it's true that music is universal. It was fun. People loved it, you know. So yeah, I'm happy.
And everybody was bouncing, hopping, everything in the crowd there. It was tremendous fun. How long have you been living in Waterford?
I've been in Waterford for a month. 1 year, 6 months now. Yeah.
And did you come from your home country to Waterford, or did you stop off along the way?
Straight to Ireland, but I was in Dublin for a year, then came to. So I've been in this country for like 2 years, 6 months. So first year I was in Dublin, then I came through to Waterford. Yeah.
And was it difficult to get used to the changing culture, the changing people, not even the foods and the weather, but I suppose everything, because you've probably left a lot at home?
It was quite difficult, considering that obviously I'm an asylum seeker, you know. Where it came from, yeah, situation wasn't good there, and I was all alone. That's another reason why to try to, you know, mingle with the people in the community so that I can at least feel at home. It has been difficult, but the transition wasn't that bad because obviously I speak English, which is, I think it gave me big advantage. So, you know, I can, you know, make myself understood amongst, you know, people in here. So, and people have been very lovely, I might say, and the government has been good as well. So, yeah, big shout out to the government and, I mean, Irish people as a whole, yeah.
And you said something lovely there, that you decided to make Ireland your home. You decided to try and make it a home. What is a home to you?
A home is where the heart is at. So, because now I'm here, I'm an asylum seeker, which is obviously from my country, there were like troubles, and I had to seek a refuge in this country. So, yeah, it has, became home for me, you know.
Well done.
Thank you.
Tom, we're here and the weather looks like it's going to hold off here in the People's Park.
Hope it does.
What's your full name, Tom?
Tom McPhillips.
And Tom, we're here at the, let me pronounce it right, Petank.
Petanque,
we're quite proper.
Bulls, as most people would recognise it as. Yeah.
And I know that there's such a growing interest in this sport. It's relatively new to Ireland, I'm right in saying. Right. Not a huge amount of people, even a year back, say knew what it was. It's popped up here. Lots of growing interest in it.
It is. I learnt mine in Germany and came back to Ireland only 2 years ago, and I thought I'd bring it with me. And fair play to Waterford City Council, they supported us in developing the court here, right beside the coffee shop. So people get to see it, people are passing by and they ask the question, what is this game? So fair play to the council, they put up a sign to explain what it was about. And since then, the the club is growing from literally every Sunday we play at 11:30 every Sunday, and people passing by can have a go and try it out. It's been fantastic. We have so many foreign nationals here in the club, which is fantastic. Isaac is from Pakistan, Beatrice from Switzerland, a few Irish here as well, and we have Ukrainians, and we have Russians and so on. So, and we all get on brilliant, and we have kind of social crack as well, apart from the competitiveness as well. So
you're offering people who are coming into Ireland almost a family, a group that they can join and a community they can join and not feel left out.
Well, that's it, because a lot of them don't understand Gaelic sports, maybe don't want to get involved in the physical side of sports, whereas this is recognised in a lot of international jurisdictions. And when they see it, they understand it, and they say, oh, we used to play this back at home in Ukraine or wherever it might be. So from that point of view, I think that's where the momentum is coming from the international side of things.
Anne Nolan, what a gorgeous day here in the People's Park.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
And I know we saw a few familiar faces on the bandstand here in the People's Park. They were actually part of the International Women's Day event that you ran last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they've been at a few of our other events as well, so it's fantastic to see them up again. I know Natalie hasn't been well for a while, but it's great to see her back in action.
And days like this are really, really important, right? Because I know that we all know there's so many different nationalities, and Waterford is such a diverse, multicultural place now, but sometimes it isn't always headlined maybe as a positive thing. Today is a positive day.
Absolutely, and you know, it came together kind of very quickly, thanks to Damien and a few other people that were involved. But I think we forget too that Waterford as a port town had always had a history of being diverse. So I don't understand why people feel that this is a very new thing for Waterford. It's always been diverse. But you know, it's great to see so many people here. It's great to see families here. And really, it's families that count.
And you're absolutely right, because in schools now, our children are making friends with children whose parents or themselves may have come from so many different countries. They're learning skills, they're developing their knowledge of history, of language, of so many other things, Anne.
It's great that we have it. We're so lucky that we have it to come to our doorstep. We don't have to go travelling for it anymore. It's come to us, and let's embrace it and make the most of it and really enjoy it.
I'm from Pakistan, my own name is Ishraq Khan, but everybody called me Isaac, so I just say, okay, that's fine.
And you're originally from Pakistan?
Yeah, I'm originally from Pakistan, yeah.
And how long are you living here in Waterford? You are living here in Waterford, I presume?
1.5 years now, yeah.
Did you set out to join a new club to try and meet people? What was your reason for joining something?
Joining for a reason, yeah. I just come down and there was few fellas, they're playing war. I was like, okay, what's that? It's Patang. Then we have a chat there and then they invite me to club. And I joined it and I have Orna now and many more friends. Yeah, it's very beautiful and good time with them and always be.
And was it hard moving to Ireland from Pakistan? Massive cultural differences. I imagine you left a lot of friends and family behind.
Yeah, first of all, it was hard, but I was looking too forward to move somewhere else and start a new life, new people, new culture, new food, new things. Yeah, so I love it. And I love the weather.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I know. Irish people don't like it, but we like it because we are from hot country, so we love it.
And if you go back maybe 20 years, you know, what you would mostly have seen in Ireland would have just been white skin. That's all. So it's so different over the last 20 years. Yeah. It's multicultural. There's different foods. There's different people. Yeah. There's different accents. Yeah. It's all so wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
What has your feedback been like? Have you experienced positivity? Has it always been an uplifting thing for you living here in Ireland, or has it been mixed?
So living in Waterford, I feel like the people of Waterford are really, really nice to everyone. Orna, she's really nice and kind to me. She's the best, yeah. And most of my friends, some of them are from Brazil, and one of my friends, she's Irish. So it feels me like a family. Like everybody here feel me like a family. And the city, the Waterford, is beautiful, and people of Waterford are really nice and kind. They treat you very, very well done, very good, yeah.